Hey, this is Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Doan Show. You're listening to our October 12, 2011 Jimmy Doan Show. The show's a little unusual. We were just in the car. We were driving out to look at some lake property, and the show just kind of chimes in here when we were talking about what kind of plane we might want to get, an amphibious plane, to in case we need to make the escape. So anyway, that's where it kind of starts off. So hope you guys enjoy it. Sorry I can't do much about the audio quality. Just throwing it out there. Have a great one. Bye.
4 to 6 people.
4 to 6?
4 to 6.
8 to 10.
Or 8 to 10.
Thank you. Oh, well, what about some of those Grummans? Or, well, now, unfortunately, the plane that would work, which is the plywood plane, is the old...
what's this?
Yeah, the PBY, right.
Right. I've never seen one for sale, ever.
No, well, the reason is, there's a reason for it.
Yeah, they destroyed the plane.
Well, not only that, they're made out of wood. They all got to eat up.
Yes,
yeah, there's no way to... You'd have to build it from scratch. No, isn't there an Albatross or one of those planes?
Albatross, get you Albatross. Yeah.
Isn't there one of those planes, though, that holds about 4?
Grumman Goose, Albatross. But, yeah, they do sell them. But
The Sparrow?
Again.
The Grumman Hummingbird?
You know, like,
that holds one.
Like, you get an old tour plane from the islands or something.
Right. No, that's, yeah.
Well, the biggest problem that you have with big planes is that they came with radial engines, and a radial engine is expensive to maintain.
Yep.
This is all, hey, that's all right. In this particular fantasy,
yeah, right, that's right. In this particular fantasy, right, we have a spare radial.
Right. And
that's right. We have no problem with this. No, you're right about one thing. It would be awfully nice to get,
here's a 47 CD for $50,000. You know, that's probably a two-place, maybe, with a strip on the back.
What magazine are you looking at?
Aviators.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I mean, it's like the... again, the nice thing about the Beavers and stuff, and yeah, they're the $500,000, but it's like... There's parts galore for them, and they fly them like all day long, every single day in Alaska. So you got plenty of mechanics that understand this crap. So, yeah, I've never been a big fan of the wooden planes. That was the one thing that was a little scary about the going with the wood stuff.
Well, the nice thing about the wooden planes is they don't show up on radar.
The Boulder guest would love that.
No, that's the whole key.
Right.
I mean, not even...
Oh, here you go, Curtis. Here's a perfect one for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see? You know, plenty of wing area. Almighty. Oh, somebody actually got in that thing. That's hilarious. I know we'll do. We'll do this.
Well, I'm glad you know where you're going.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we got it.
All right.
Shortcut.
Okay. Yeah. There we go. Okay. Shortcut.
Hey, I'm using the map, so.
Okay. All right. Well,
not like I'm just winging it here.
Well, at least that computer works.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is a Mac.
That's right. I rest my case.
No, I mean, is that it? I mean, is that my problem? Is it this?
Pretty much.
Mac?
I'm throwing in my towel. I think Curtis needs to go with the Mac.
Yep.
Man.
I mean, just due to deitic, whatever you call it, ethereal problems with whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's man.
Aura.
Yeah. Well, I think the Mac probably has the ability to repel that.
Well, my Macs used to work good when I had them back in the day.
No, we talked about that. As soon as you switch to PC, the Mac God smoked you.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. What do you think? Slappy, slap, slap, slap across the face.
Right. And continue to do so.
Right.
And laughs every single time you have a problem.
Yeah.
They're up there laughing, all right.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get it.
So the question is, okay, so you want a laptop, right, instead of a like mine?
Yeah, I guess so, because,
I mean, that's fine. I'm just asking.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I guess,
you can get, they make the iMac, which is what I've got. They do make it in a slightly smaller version.
Right.
So it wouldn't take up, you know, but then, of course, the PowerBook they make an iBook, which is a less expensive version laptop than the PowerBook. In other words, they make two versions of a laptop. And the PowerBook is the one that's the professional version. Costs some change.
Right. I saw there were a couple grand.
Yeah. And, you know, you end up with a... I think you can get them with a 17-inch screen, which should be enough.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing because when we first started out, a 12-inch screen was, you know, like God.
Right.
You know, you go, 12 inches?
Holy shit!
What can I do with all this real estate?
Yeah, dude. I mean, I remember when we went to color.
Yeah,
Apple
no.
2GS, I was like, you got to be kidding me.
No. Really? They have six colors.
Hey, six colors.
I was impressed with you've hit the Klingon ship. Period.
That's right. No nice sound.
Shot,
no.
Kurt.
Not even.
Ready, nice
right.
shot.
That was it. And of course, it comes up YOUHAVEHIT.
Fire torpedo. X12Y7.
That's right.
Love it.
Good shot! Exclamation point.
Power failing.
Right.
That's right. Oh my gosh! Has it come away since then or not?
Oh yeah.
But you still have to like love the old stuff.
Oh no question. Let me tell you. You get on. I've got a couple of websites that are dedicated to only this. You go in and you talk about, and they say
spit on your.
Why are you wasting all that computing power?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You know, I mean, seriously.
Wait, Zorg, and then I'll talk to you.
Yeah, that's right, pal. That's right.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do? Yeah, that's right.
That gives me the stink eye.
That's right. Stink eye. That's right. You have 64K in your Apple. What do you need all that for?
Yeah, what do you need all that for?
You kind of kidding me.
Anybody can run anything they want to on 128K.
That's it. That's, you know, yes.
Bill Gates. Bill Gates, yeah.
Yeah, you know, Bill Gates, that's right. You'll never need more than that. That's... No, seriously, when they put the IBM PC or whatever it is, the specs together, they designed it. They said, "Well, we'll sell it with up to 64K. It'll come with 16K. We'll come with 16K, but we'll have enough for 64K. But the operating system will allow for 640K, just in case." Sometime, after we're dead.
Right.
You know,
it's 2012 or whatever.
Yeah,
the
something.
Aliens come,
whatever. At least the operating system will be able to address 640K. Right. Not that anybody would ever
use it.
Because we're not only going to put enough, you know, the aftermarket crazy people, chips people, can go up to 64K.
Right.
We're only going to give you 16K to start, because that's plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Word processing, spreadsheet, no problem. All day, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, that's it. I guess I better go Mac. Once you go Mac.
Once you go Mac, you never go Mac.
I'll still keep all the other computers in.
Yeah, I know.
It'll start to look like my place.
When your Mac works perfectly, then they'll give me time to go in there and reformat everything else.
Well, that's true.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you, look at that gallery.
All right, so here's a 78 185F and FIB, okay?
Yeah, okay.
And 145,000
bucks.
Right,
yeah.
That's pretty nice.
Well, 185 is a nice plane.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, that would do us nicely. Freshwater only, no corrosion.
We'd fix that in a hurry.
Yeah. Fresh water.
That's the last time. That's the last time that sentence would appear.
Yeah, man. Damn, these beads are racking up the price. There's another one for $465,000.
Well, there's a reason.
I know they're big planes with a big radial engine.
And they're reliable, and they
sound cool.
They sure do sound cool. There's no question about that. That was the one thing about my 400 horsepower, everybody was saying it sounded cool. People really like 8 cylinders sounds an awful lot better than 6.
I'm all about it. And the only thing that sounds cool with that is a jet. and then you get the turbine beaver conversion.
Yeah, that's something. See, now that's something. If you have a turbine, the nice thing about turbines is the mean time between... Exactly. That's the big deal. That's what you'd really want, would be a twin turbo float plane of some kind. That would be... Yeah. Man.
Well, actually, they actually do convert the
twin,
the Grumman.
Twin. Yeah, they do. That's right, they do.
Right, you can get them,
and that would be the plane to have.
No, that's exactly
how much are those?
A bunch.
Oh, they're $2 million or something, maybe a little less.
Yeah, you can buy a submarine for $2 million.
Oh, they had a big show, as a matter of fact. I think it was on the Discovery Channel about submarines, about the Koch submarines.
Yeah. No, I saw that.
Oh, yeah.
It's inside and out.
Yeah, and they would, how they had...
They're not turbine submarines, then.
No, they're nothing. But what I'm saying is, it's so funny, because the submarine technology...
Nuclear?
What's interesting...
Yeah, they were Russian plans, apparently.
Well, what's fascinating about this...
It's a fully submergible one.
Right, but yeah. let me finish. What is fascinating, this reminds me of how porn spawned the Internet.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact is that who would have known...
You're spawning the submarine industry.
Exactly. The point is, they've shown a couple of these things. They caught one. I mean, these are pretty amazing things. They figure they cost about $2 million. And
this thing had air conditioning.
Oh, no, everything.
Everything.
And it would hold like 6 tons of coke.
Right.
But my point is that it made...
30-plus feet, maybe 100 feet.
But the whole point is, I mean, this is the submarine, the coke smugglers, are the porn of the...
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm telling you, we may end up with $500,000 fully submersible, gorgeous submarines from, and as the coke dealers go into a legit business of selling submarines.
Right.
I'm telling you.
Well, I started off selling coke.
No, it's like the bootleggers. Think about it.
Rappers.
Junior Johnson started out as a bootlegger, for God's sake.
And half the rappers started out as drug dealers.
Right. Again, let me put it this way. The transition from drug dealer to rapper is a little bit different from driving a car fast to driving a car fast. You see what I'm saying? That's bootleggers drove cars fast, and then they drove cars fast. Mm-hmm. Okay. The submarine people, the porn people were on the Internet with graphics, and now there's all these graphics on the Internet. I mean, but when you go from... The job description change or whatever, career change, from drug dealer to rapper is a lot further, it seems to me, than from submarine to submarine.
Okay.
So to speak, if you get my drift.
Yeah.
I'm not getting in the drift. Well,
you're not getting at all. Okay. I said my
drift.
Drift, yeah, that's it. Okay.
Sounds like a submarine term.
Yeah.
No,
it's like, you start off selling drugs and you're making, hundreds of millions of dollars.
What I'm saying is your son, you want your son to be in a legit business. So the son, what he does is he starts off tinkering. He's tinkering with the sub. Hi, Dad. Good to see you. Whatever it is. Let's try this. Let's try that.
Horizontal growth, I'm thinking.
And so now he goes into a legit sub business, and he sells, everybody's got a personal sub now.
Yeah.
I mean, at $60,000 a piece, he sells, it's like a Lexus,
right.
If you have a Lexus, now you need a personal sub that goes to, it only has to go to like 100 feet.
A lot more horizontal growth in the whole market.
No, I'm telling you, and the guy sells, it's like the Model T.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, and you sell a jillion of them. All comes out of the drug submarine business.
Right.
Yeah. Got to learn somewhere.
Got to have a Kickstarter somewhere.
That's it. So that's
Kickstarter.com, by the way, in case you need to have the idea funded.
Okay.
Kind of cool place.
Mm-hmm.
They fund everything. I wonder if they fund our sub. Well, again, the whole thing is that I'm already in... very much in trust with the guy who actually lives in building this thing. I just need to go all the way to, pay for it.
Well,
send your money to Jimmy Dunn Show.
Let's see, what's today, Wednesday? Today, Wednesday?
Yep.
Okay, we buy a lotto ticket.
Oh, yeah.
I've got the numbers that the girl gave me, a whole bunch of extra fortune cookies.
Oh,
I told her.
$10 on me. That could be 10 times the chance of winning.
Well, what I'm saying is that she gave me a whole bunch of, yeah, exactly. And I said, I was really upset because I'd come in there one time and gotten a fortune cookie, and the numbers didn't pay.
Uh-huh.
And she said, oh, well, here's a bunch of extra fortune cookies.
Did you sue them?
No. Well, Kevin or whatever's left. So
He was the guy who actually passed the bad cookie.
Yeah, right, exactly. He's the one that passed the bad cookie, so yeah. So anyway, the girl there, Jane is her name, said, this is right out of the Nicolas Cage movie. She wanted me to split the winnings with her. And I looked at her and I said, okay.
Yeah.
No problem, babe. Come and get it.
Right,
let me show you where the money is, okay?
Stuffed in my underwear.
That's it, exactly right. The underpants money man, not bomber, but... Yeah, I'm surprised they don't make you take off your underpants these days. They do make you take the shoes because the shoe bomber, but...
You know, give them time.
Give them time, that's right.
Yeah,
well, that's... I had a dream that they abolished the TSA.
Really?
Yeah, and it all worked. I don't know if I told you, but I went over to a guy's electrical engineer, and he collects cars. He likes cars. He's got two cars. He's got two cars that he collects. But he's a car guy. He was a car mechanic.
He collects cars. He's got two cars.
He does. No. I mean,
you know. I've got two cars.
Right. No, but these are collector cars. So, they are. But
not like Jay Leno.
No. But he does have these. But he was a car mechanic to put himself through school or something. He worked for 10 years as a car mechanic, so he knows a lot about cars. And you know, like what's her name in My Cousin Vinny, whatever. So anyway, he's an electrical engineer now. But he's a screaming liberal, and I was talking to him about this stuff, about a lot of this stuff, and I thought it was interesting.
Did you tell him you can't spell geek without double E?
You know, I didn't, as a matter of a good... I should have. You know, I didn't. I didn't even think about that.
Did you see that the protesters have some new support?
From the unions.
And from also another source.
They're still there at Wall Street?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they're all over the country. They're in, like... Did you see what's her name came out and said they're in 1,000 countries?
Yes. Diane Sawyer.
She's
of course.
Oh, my God. Was that on John Stewart last night?
I didn't see that.
John Stewart, by the way, is
right.
Getting reruns.
That's the whole point.
Yeah. Now, what's the point? Who's in it?
No, just this week.
I know that.
He's just taking the week off. They take a lot of vacations in their Comedy Central. I noticed.
But I thought that was like so much for him. He should have jumped on that list.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, that was just, she meant cities. You know, I mean,
again, you know, there was another goof in there though too.
That wasn't
the only one. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, the new support from the protesters comes from
Iran.
Yes. I mean, can you believe it?
Well, where's Hugo?
Hugo's already said. All about, Hugo's already condemned the U.S. for our horrible suppression of the protests.
Right. It's funny. Suppression. You know, it's so funny.
We maced those three girls.
That's right. We maced those three girls.
It's like Syria.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Kill 1,000, mace 3, it's the
right,
same. You know what? It's a small matter of degree, but
yeah
we can, they're brothers. We can, you know, they're brothers under the hood. Oh, my God.
Unbelievable, man.
No, that is hysterical. Well, I mean, I'm loving it. I mean, I'm just loving it. The protesters, of course, are just... You know, what surprises me are the Cantor and some of the other Republicans coming out and saying, you know, this is anti-American. I'm going like, what the...
Is John Stewart down there protesting with them?
No,
he's on
Kanye
vacation.
Went.
Kanye West?
Kanye West with gold teeth and bling and a $400 Gucci t-shirt.
Yeah, well, of course, they have all the pictures.
Gucci t-shirt.
Yeah, they have, you're right. Well, they have all the pictures. You know, you've seen the pictures of the, with the annotation saying, you know, Nike shoes, Canon camera, you know.
Sure. Right.
There was
a thing on Judge Report today. There are 1,200 sit-in Wall Street protest products for sale on eBay.
Really?
You love the capitalist system.
I love it.
You just gotta love it.
No,
you totally missed out on that. Would have been a great thing.
No, I mean, you know, the T-shirt.
Right now.
The T-shirt
right
guy.
Now. I'm telling you, we got to get an artist. We got to get an artist to draw our T-shirts, man.
Right, T-shirt.
We got to.
You can imagine.
I'm gonna put an ad in. I swear, because we come up with the best ideas.
We've seen it draw.
Man, I had this one kid. I know, man. This one kid was so great, and then he got in this motorcycle accident, and he can't draw anything now.
Well, you know, it's funny because when you think about stuff that wins. Is right out of Forrest Gump, you know, have a nice day with a smiley face. It doesn't get any simpler than that.
No.
And $1 jillion, yeah, okay? Right. $1 jillion.
We've got a link to our T-shirts on our website, our new one.
All right, there we are.
Brain splatter. Came to her bedroom still talking, and it's like, okay, well... Obviously, if I can't hear you in the living room, then
no, no, it's like an acoustic thing.
Right.
If you stand, there's a place in Italy. I don't know what they call it, but if you stand, it's called the Hall of Whispers or something like that. Something like that. You stand on one side. And if you whisper, if you're standing in the right spot, you know, 100 yards away, wherever, 50 yards away, you can hear them talk. Hmm. Any place else, it doesn't work.
The congressional offices are built that way.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Florida legislature has two spots.
They have it's some kind of an acoustic.
They never hear anything.
Nobody's in there.
Standing in the zone of silence.
The zone of silence.
The cone of silence, excuse me. The cone of silence, yeah. Anyway, this guy out there was funny. The guy was her client, the car guy, whatever you want to call it. He's an electrical engineer, and they make sleep analysis machines. And he's happy as a clam that his business is regulated. He says, boy, without regulation, you don't know what this business is. The cheapy people would be showing up here, and you know, and people.
I have to compete.
And, well, that's
what actual competitors.
Yeah, right. Well, and of course, I didn't get a chance to say too much, and I didn't want to, you know, scratch
on our pumpkin pie.
Right, exactly. But the whole point was, I was thinking about. He says, well, you know, that these people come in and they undercut you because they don't have the quality control, and right. You know, they don't do all the stuff that we do, and of course the next thing you know, I'm out of business, and I'm thinking. Why?
Yeah.
I mean, wait a minute. If you've got a superior product, if you can't sell a superior product,
right.
I mean, we do it all the time.
Right.
That's called sales.
Right.
It's called explaining the difference between shoddy and my shit.
Sales.
You can go with that thing right. If you want.
You have, right.
You have an advertisement that propagates your strengths and the other people's weaknesses.
I mean, can you imagine what it would be like? If the cheapest product and everything always won, it doesn't.
Right.
I mean,
no.
The fact is,
it does with government.
Well, it ends up being the most expensive.
That was the funny part on the one of the Apollo 13. It goes, I'm riding to the moon on a craft that was built by the lowest bidder.
Yeah, that comes from the airplane jokes.
Okay,
you know,
well, whatever.
They said, you know, I'm up here in the sky
right.
on an airplane. Lowest bidder, yeah. Well, of course, and that's not, of course, not even remotely. And the fact is, I mean, I remember when I was in the PC board business, when we wanted to do work for Westinghouse, they came by and looked at our place and said, no. You know, we don't care how cheap you are. We're not taking your product. And that was, and that's what happens. I mean, quality wins out. And this guy seemed to think and I said the market would figure that out pretty quick. He says it might. And he says, and they would go out of business. He says, but then as soon as we started up, another one would come along and do the same. And I, you know, what he didn't understand was how it is about the easiest thing in the world to walk into a buyer with the best product. It doesn't matter if it's the price is high or low. I mean, it does at some point it might. But if you're talking about, you know, death or something.
Look, the lesson here is that people will convince themselves that they need the right. protection.
He was absolutely convinced of it. And I mean, he was, and there was no getting around it. I mean, I asked him, I said, well, you know, you buy, what do you think brand names are? I mean, people buy names all the time.
Brand names are.
I mean, you know, that they pay extra for the brand name.
You ever heard of that?
Yeah, no, I mean, on and on. And, you know, that seemed to kind of bounce off. Then we got a little bit talking about education. And I said, well, he was bemoaning the state of education. I said, well, what they ought to do is just, you know, sell it off and eliminate it, not have any requirements for it. He says, oh, no, well, then they would all be uneducated.
Right.
I said, is that any different from now? I said, there's a 50.
Well, what's amazing is that, they continue, the people have just got into the thinking that if the government doesn't make them do the right thing, that nobody else is going to do the right thing.
And that's his thinking,
people's
exactly.
People's self-interest is not going to direct them.
Right.
It's like, what do you mean?
And I have to interject here. You know, I was looking at motherboards the other day, you know, online for sale. And you cannot, I know that you guys can't imagine, but it's like, you know, there's 20,000 different kinds of motherboards for sale. From anywhere from $49 to $300.
Right.
And you look at, like, even in the same company, it's got 30 different kinds of motherboards
for
sale.
Right.
And these things have 10 million solder connections on them.
Right.
I mean, 10 million components on this thing. And it's like these people are not government regulated, and they do all this stuff for their own personal interest. And why do they do it? You know, what's their motivation? To sell the motherboard.
Right.
That's it. And again, this is not making a paper towel. This is a motherboard, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, integrated circuits with an integrated circuit with an integrated circuit. You know, I mean, boggles the freaking mind.
Don't they have regulations to tell them where all those circuits go?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, right.
Here's the thing.
There's people with guns sitting outside their office forcing them to make.
And telling them how thick the little lines have to be between the. Yeah,
don't want to have that.
They're not allowed to touch.
It's like those people, all those people, it's like they never got to the point of where.
Well, let me do it. Somebody brought this up to me one time. And that is, when you're brought up in a particular environment, you can't imagine another one.
Right.
If, for instance, 150 years ago, if you had talked to in the South, if you'd said, well, what's life without slavery? They'd have said, it doesn't exist.
Right.
You know, they could not imagine.
Right.
Even though only 5 or 10% of the Southerners actually own slaves, they couldn't imagine a non-slave society. This is just the way it is. Been that way for 200 years. I mean, you can't imagine it. And yet, we seem to be doing pretty well, you know. Of course, there's other ways to enslave people, like me, you know, with the property taxes. And everybody else with taxes, so you're basically renting your time and everything here on Earth. But the point is, and that's what I was telling this guy, I said, you can't imagine a world without a public education, except for the fact that for the first 50 or 60 years in this country, there was no public education at all, any place. In fact, for the first 100 years, it wasn't universal. And the writers, founders, Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, all written by people who didn't have a public education.
Right, right.
And things were different back then.
No, I'll tell you what it is. It's the us and them argument. It's the me and you argument.
Right.
The guys think,
no,
I'm all good.
Right. He did say that. People are too stupid. And of course, that's what
I'm good.
Yeah, but you know, you can't trust the stupid people.
Those people, right.
And I said, well, you know, when you realize, of course,
whenever you hear that, it's like the big red flag.
Yeah. Well, and of course, I said to
Amber Alert.
Amber Alert.
The half the people in the United States have an IQ under 100. You know, what are you going to do? And that kind of stuff.
Just give them an extra 50 on there.
Right. That's right.
Just print it up.
Print it up.
Just tell them.
No, I don't. Unfortunately, I don't think I gave him any food for thought. He's too far gone. It's a shame in a way. Yeah, and there's some people.
It is true. Like, I mean, once that pendulum swings just a little bit too far.
Well, you've been living your life that way.
No, that's
your
right.
Your life is structured around your income, and that's structured around your friends and job and everything. And like,
now, you can convince yourself.
Right.
You can convince the outer, your shell self. The thing about it is, as Stephen Molyneux talks about, your true self, whether you like it or not, always knows the truth. And that's where the conflicts really arise. Why people, a lot of times when people get angry, they're really angry with themselves.
It is interesting that the fact that, I mean, I could not live with myself if I couldn't logically figure out the actual truth in this. And everything that we talk about on the Jimmy Jones Show and all of our philosophies are provable with logic. But yet these people who, you know, think that there's another way out of it, they've convinced themselves that's the only way. But if they really follow the, you know, the root to the leaf, you know, on their logic tree, you know, they would have a conflict.
Well, a lot of it, though, is the amount of information that the brain can absorb at one time. And where this comes in, there's only a certain amount that the brain can fathom. And where this showed up most poignantly to me was when they start off with the Earth size to the sun, and the sun's or Jupiter, and then to the sun, and then they go to Antares.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Oh, isn't that
Beetlejuice?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you cannot imagine. You know, here's a picture on the page,
right?
And then they have a picture of our sun next to it,
which is one pixel.
But yeah, and then you figure, well, then where's the Earth? I mean, they didn't even show it. I mean, you can't fathom something that size. I'm sorry, you cannot imagine a billion. You just can't imagine.
Let me talk about that for one second. Did you have a point with that thing?
I was saying that a lot of times these people that when they start doing statistics and data and so forth, if there is too much data and they hone in on what supports their particular opinion.
A microcosm.
And they do use analogies that are flawed sometimes or very overly simplistic because the amount of information to come to some of these decisions is just way too much. And that's why we generalize, for instance. And as I've always said, when the little red light comes on, you don't need to know you don't need to know anything about internal combustion. You don't need to know about boils, Golov gases. You need to stop the car.
And be vehicles in our day.
That's right.
Out the window.
No, sorry. You don't need
to. Go to your service.
And that's right. And you need to know that.
Right.
So
we create shortcuts.
Well, it was like the F-14 that was carrying a roll of toilet paper, which was made out of $100 bills. Is flying at the speed of light would take 100 years to like get to the point to where we actually are paying off our deficits. You know, it's like unbelievable.
Well, now the other thing, of course, when that little red light comes on, is you go, it's working now.
Sometimes
that's what it is. I mean, you know, that's right. That's okay.
Say.
You just tap on it. That light blinks every once in a while. What, the emergency evacuate light?
Yeah.
No, don't worry about that.
Emergency.
Eject.
Right. Disregard.
Ejection.
Until when it's freaking Cy Lieber got an Apollo 13 going. There's just too many errors here, flight. This has got to be an instrumentation.
Yeah. Too many errors.
Too many errors here. Sorry.
Let me ask you this. I've been looking more at the credit default swap model.
Right.
And I watched Wall Street the other day, the new one, with Michael Douglas.
Oh, yeah, okay, right.
And they have a little scene in there where the bankers go to the Fed and ask for the $800 billion.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to watch that.
It's good.
All right.
And
what, you get on Movies on Demand or Netflix or what?
I always thought it's playing right now on something, like regular TV or whatever.
Yeah,
AMC or something. And
cool.
And what they say is basically, look, here's the situation of the 2008 near crash. Apparently, in 1996, J.P. Morgan created this credit default swap entity,
right,
which is a way to bet on people's debts, basically.
Right.
And then they took all of these trillions of dollars of these bets, and then there was a giant crash in the debts. And so it sounds to me like there was going to be a big, huge margin call,
right,
which is what they needed the $700 billion for.
Right.
Okay. So, interesting.
The problem was, the thing about it is, they're supposed to be on the other side. Whenever you make a bet, you're supposed to put up your money. That is, you're supposed to put up, if you make a bet that something's going to fail, that's on the other side, there's supposed to be somebody that actually has money in the game to pay
collateral.
Off. Some collateral to pay off, right, to pay it off in case it goes bad.
In this case, there was nothing.
Apparently not. Apparently not. Apparently people, you know, said, yeah, you know, if that fails, I'll give you $1 billion. And the guy said, okay, it's failed. Where's the bill? Billion. And they said, Dad, oh, God.
Oh, that billion?
Yeah, that billion, right. I had, the fact is that the credit default swaps were a derivative of a derivative. I mean, that's one of the problems. When you get further away from the actual product, you know, and it was raw gambling and speculating. And the simple fact is they should have let them fail.
Right. I mean, that was my thought. If they'd have let those,
they weren't too big
12,
to fail.
Right, exactly.
They were not too big to fail. That was the lie.
That was the mistake.
That was the total mistake.
Because you take your risks in capitalism, and you pay the price. And there's no way, in my opinion, there's no way that even if all those banks had failed, that it would have caused a catastrophic run, because there's other international banks that people would have been perfectly confident in.
The fact is, what would have happened is that the phony capital would have evaporated.
Right.
The people that were in the game would have taken the big losses, and it wouldn't have affected us. I honestly believe this. And I'll tell you why. Because we did have, it's interesting, when you go back through the book, there's a book called The Crashes and Panics or something that analyzes like 20 panics from 1803 to 1903.
Really?
Those are, and it turns out that it is great. I've got it someplace there. You can read it. But anyway, at least several of them were what they called banker's panics, and that nobody really got affected. It's just that some big boys took a bath.
Right.
And it was all over. Big boys took a bath. And that's right. And it was pretty much all over. I mean, there was some shakeout. I mean, don't get me wrong. People did lose their jobs, and there was some relocation. But essentially, you know, now, of course, this was back when we were essentially an agricultural country until 1900. I mean, we were over half of the country was agricultural. So half the people, other than, now, the Great Depression, of course, was something else entirely as far as agriculture was concerned because of the efficiencies that had occurred during the time. But before that, before 1900, the simple fact is anybody on the farm didn't even know there had been a crash. I mean, you know, we go out and we milk the cow, we cut
right.
the wheat, you know, everybody was pretty much self-sufficient.
Right.
But a lot of those, and of course we're back on the gold standard then, 100%. During the entire time, we were basically on a non-fiat, non-fractional reserve system. So, you know, when you put your money in and you lost it, you actually lost the money.
In 1900, when the crashes were happening, McKinley had to go to the banks to get bailed out.
Right.
The opposite.
Right.
And
that's right. No, that's right. And J.P. Morgan was the guy. I forget which one it was. It was either 1907 or the one before. There was when they went to the banks.
1899,
whatever it was. That's when the banks bailed out the government. And then I think the 1907 one was where the government had gotten big enough that they actually didn't have the money to bail them out. And that started the big move for the Federal Reserve and so forth and so on. That's when all that started, the income tax business. Because the income tax originally, you know, they not only had they done it during the Civil War, but they, you know, they passed an income tax law.
Right, Lincoln passed it three times.
Yeah, but I mean, they did one, the Congress, I think, did one in 1907.
There was a brief one.
And of course, the Supreme Court said, I don't think so.
Right.
Threw it out. And that's when they realized they're going to have to get a constitutional amendment.
Right, exactly.
So that's when they went to.
There was a show on History the other day called Decoding, you know, does Fort Knox actually have the gold?
Right, I saw that, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah. I said I don't
care.
It's
only $250 billion worth of gold.
It's not.
It's 143 million ounces or whatever. And it's like, you know, it's a drop in the bucket.
It's not. Let me put it this way. I think we talked about this. If you take a drop and aim it for the bucket, it won't make it. Because it's not even a drop in the bucket. It doesn't quite even make it to the bucket. It vaporizes. No, yeah. I mean, if gold was $20,000 an ounce, it wouldn't make any difference.
Right, exactly.
So this is, you know, I got.
But it was hilarious, like watching all these people.
It was hilarious. The point is, I'm thinking, this is a show. It might as well be a show about my dog Jip. I mean, because like
Finding Moby Dick,
or something, whatever. I mean, like, you know, or when Geraldo opened up
Al Capone's vault.
Right. Yeah, right. And it's nothing. Okay, yeah. That's right. It's nothing.
Nothing.
And that's, and you did a. I mean, here's the deal. You have to understand that when they taped the show, mm-hmm. you know, and they opened up, and there's nothing. And at that point.
It was live.
Why would you decide?
It was live.
Oh, I know it was live, but I'm saying that. But I mean,
for commercials,
it had to be live.
It was funny sitting there watching Geraldo trying to dance around what wasn't. What could have been in here?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
What used to be right here?
That's right.
Were there dead bodies right here?
Oh, God.
I'm going to be touching dead body bones that are all ground up.
What was in these two empty bottles that were sitting here?
Right.
The only two things. Why were these the only two bottles left?
Yeah. Right. What happened to the others, if there were any?
Beer bottles.
Right, if there were any. What happened to all the stuff that might have been here?
That's right. Let's figure out what might have been here, okay?
Okay, now we... here to another dimension.
That would have solved the size problem, because we had originally thought that anything that fit in here had to fit, like, in the box. But we figure if there's a wormhole, it could be like it could be like Doctor Who's phone cabinet,
right.
You know, phone booth where you walk in and it's like, you know, no, that's.
Hey man, he's made a good living for himself.
Geraldo?
Yeah.
Well, you know, he reminds me of a private enterprise type of Barney Frank guy, and that, you know, or Chris Dodd, who's now head of the MCAA or whatever it is. I mean, you know, here's a guy who's a crook, who's a lying, thieving, immoral crook, and he resigns from Congress, and now he's head of the motion picture MPAA.
But he made a good living for himself.
You better believe he did, but I mean, here's a guy who is shameless.
I tell you, the other logic I keep hearing all the time is like the government can fix it logic. It's like the analogy that I think of is if you're playing baseball, then your government is your umpire. And yeah, he can make the calls to give the game to the other person, but then you're not playing baseball anymore.
The problem is with the government is that they happen to get a couple of umpires on.
Is this an Occupy protest?
Yes!
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 Look, there's 100 of them over there.
Oh, holy crap.
I brought my camera. All right, yeah. This
could be a little Jimmy Dunn show video.
Yeah. The problem is, when you get the umpires on steroids that go in there and take up the bat.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's not bad enough.
They're not even making the call.
No, not even making the call. I'll show you how to do the goddamn. Or they go out there and say to the pitcher, you have to pitch with only.
Right. We're going to cut these fingers off.
Cut these fingers off, yeah. I mean, seriously, that's, you know, they. It's one thing to umpire, but it's something else to be in the game.
Yeah.
And let me tell you this much. The only tool that they have in the game is hindrance.
Right.
When all is said and done,
the government can do is stop you from doing it.
That's right. That's all they can do. They may claim that they're making an investment. You going to let me off?
Oh, this is your car's here. That's right. Yeah. I was taking you home.
I appreciate it, but except...
Where are you?
I'm on the other side. I appreciate it, except then I have to get a cab ride down here. I mean, it's no problem. Don't mind.
Well, all right. Well, that's what we got. So take it or leave it, and tune back in later to the Jimmy Doan Show for more fun and exciting episodes. Please send your emails to jimmy@jimmydoan.com, eric@jimmydoan.com, or curtis@jimmydoan.com. And have a good one, and have a great weekend, guys. Bye. And also check out the Counselor Curtis Show at counselorcurtis.com. See ya.
Take the straight and stronger course to the corner of your life. Make the White Queen run so fast, she hasn't got time to make you wise. Cause it's time, new time with your time, and his news is captured for the queen to use. Move me on to any black square, use me anytime you want to. Just remember that the goal as far as all to capture all the royalty. Send that instant comment to me. It is just
And then
fall off the.
Hold a flint in your hand, and so as you fall, you light yourself.
That's right.
Right.
So I figured it would be, and then shoot at the same time with the other hand.
That's happy,
it.
Happy, joy, joy.
That's right. And I figured it that way. The problem is the only other thing I could do would be on the dock, as you know, there are the pylons. The pylons, right? Mm-hmm. I was thinking about embedding some razor blades in those, and that way, as I fall, I would slice arteries.
Jimmy Doan, the beacon of hope.
That's right.
Sliced razor blades
on fire.
That's a new bumper sticker, garrote, and then drowning.
Cement down bottom, whatever.
Right.
That's good. And of course, this would have to be in piranha-infested waters.
Right.
I was thinking more like Berea tar pit.
You chum the waters first.
Right. And make sure that the sharks and the piranhas.
Are there.
That's right. And then you'd... So I figured that at least one of those things might work.
I'll tell you, there's only one problem with the whole thing.
What's that? The razor blades.
No, I think that piranha are freshwater. Actually, if you got bull sharks, I think you'd be okay.
They
do move into fresh water.
That's right.
Yeah, Jackie, come on, man. You back me up, man. Back me up, bitch.
Bull sharks can survive in fresh water.
I know. That's what I'm looking for, a little
bull shark to me, man.
Okay. Then what we do is we attract the barracudas. Maybe we could seed the place with a couple of. Here's what we could do. We could seed the place with a couple of those lionfish.
And blue ring octopi.
And just fall on the lionfish.
Step on it as you
as I go down, and maybe a couple of those sea urchins.
Shish kebab.
That's right.
Through the foot.
That would be it. Be perfect.
Eating a fugu fish.
Right. Other than that, it's either that or go on a trip with grandma.
Fugu.
Oh, is that where we were going? There was a point to all of this.
He was trying to get out of going on a trip with grandma in the Apollo-sized capsule.
The Apollo.